Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Luce, Jay Truitt. And before we get back to Jay, in case you're not interested in investing in a rendering plant, which might be a good investment, but gold and silver for sure is a good investment all of the time. And I got the website for you to go. Last week, we had a fantastic conversation about this, noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com/Trent Luce. I don't think that gets you a deal, but at least we can track you.
on the coin, do I get like stamped Trent Luce?
You should get a, Wait a minute. If we put my image on a coin, we would probably deter purchases of gold and silver from Noble Gold Investments. So no, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, it'd have to be like on a lesser value coin. But it could be maybe you don't make
nickel.
Gold.
Put me on a nickel.
Yeah. But you get like on a piece of tin first, right? And then you gotta work your way up, Trent. You can't start at the top. That's not how life works.
I wanna be copper. I just want to be copper.
Copper is fine. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard the story about how Los Angeles is in the middle of, they're having an election. Everybody knows that for mayor, which is really a deal. But people have been literally just stealing the copper off the wires on the street poles for street lights. And so they've had so much theft. So the mayor's solution wasn't to arrest the people doing it. That thought never crossed her mind, or to add some police in those tougher parts of town, et cetera, et cetera. Her solution is that they're going to install these really expensive solar lights all in those areas. And while you go, okay, well, that's kind of smarter than the thieves, except for the thieves just have to climb the pole and they're still could steal the light, right? I mean, there's now they can have one of those lights in their backyard, right? You don't have to tell anybody. And so it's been quite a little story, kind of a funny thing. They spent, I don't know, $60 million trying to change to solar lights, and now people just take the lights.
At least 26 states have laws or executive actions that prohibit or restrict foreign ownership and investments in agricultural land.
Yeah.
So the first time that I really got tuned into this, it was maybe 10 years ago. I got a phone call from a gentleman in Oklahoma who listens to the show regularly, reads the column of High Plains Journal. And he said, Trent, there's something going on here in Oklahoma you need to know about. And I'd like it if you do a little investigation. And that was that it was at that time, a state statute that said an Oklahoma national, otherwise known as a Chinese national, could not buy farmland.
Uh-huh.
And yet there was this whole, they had tracked in that one given year, like 2014, $100 million worth of farmland that had been sold to these individuals from China. And I went to Oklahoma. And the number one county that had this problem was supposedly Payne County, Stillwater's in Payne County. And I literally talked to a guy when I went down there that had purchased a cash counting machine because these Chinese guys came in and they wanted to buy farmland and were paying cash for it. Well, what happened was, as I reflect on this, it's during Kevin Stitt's tenure because he was governor at the time. Because what had happened was there was a statute that said that China, you could not own farmland. But what they were doing was they were getting the land converted from farmland to industrial, buying it as industrial land, and then putting marijuana grow houses on these farms.
Right.
And then obviously marijuana became a thing in Oklahoma. I was just in Payne County, Oklahoma last week. Went to the Oklahoma State graduation, and I didn't get a hold of Sheriff Harper, who's I regret that I needed to call him. But anyway, that's aside from the point. I had taken a tour of all these places where Chinese had bought these farms in Oklahoma, converted them to grow houses, and then you could just see them. They're growing marijuana and they're owned by Chinese.
Uh huh.
The last one in Payne County is now for sale because they've saturated the marijuana market in Oklahoma and they're selling out. And the last one just went up for sale. So
So maybe
apparently
I'm,
that's cyclical too.
yeah, I think it all is, right? Now, I kind of have a stupid, silly question that I should know the answer to about moving marijuana across state boundaries and all those sorts of things, but we don't need to get off into the weed business
Depends on
today.
if you have a
But
brand inspection or not.
yeah, probably it would be pot of origin labeling. So it'd be like cool. Cool,
I have no idea.
not cool.
I don't know. You could take marijuana from Oklahoma into Colorado, no?
I don't know. I don't know if you can do that legally. I do know the federal government here about 2 weeks ago changed the marijuana's status altogether. That's been underway for like literally like 15 years. And FDA finally did approve that transition. Now, whatever status it is, and I think all that really does is let them change the way the federal government views the income from those operations or whatever. But anyway,
Yeah,
I
just so they
you
can
know what? I just
taxes.
kind of I'll be honest with you. I just refuse to get too far down in the weeds, no pun intended,
That was a good
into
one.
that.
That was
Into
a
that
really
whole
good one.
conversation, though, right? Just because I would prefer we didn't even have it at all, but we do.
Yeah.
And I do understand that it does help some people for certain issues.
So I want to spend some time on this because it kind of hit my radar this
That's
morning.
a
And
real thing, though, right? What you were just talking about with the Chinese guys buying those deals up. Now they're going to collapse. Good. Then go back to China.
Claude Beaubry passed. Claude Beaubry was an interesting man. I spent a day with him at his horse harvesting facility in Fort McLeod, Alberta. It was quite impressive. He at that plant at that time he was doing bison and horses, and he passed. And now they've shut it down. So we've lost one of the markets in the world for harvesting horses, and he was shipping that obviously to Europe mostly. Some into Eastern Canada, but there is this whole scream, which I don't buy, that the reason they shut down that plant was because the U.S. government is going to start taking the Western horses on the range, the BLM horses, and open a plant in the United States. That is all sensationalism. There's no movement to open a horse plant. Nor is there a desire to take horses from the range and run them through a slaughter facility.
Nor I can't remember the last time the U.S. government even had the basic authority to do any of the basic things that would be associated with owning a slaughter facility
I
on it.
do. It was Rick DeLisanto. Had one permitted and built and spent the money in New Mexico.
Oh, but they
And
took it over, but could they actually build one? There's not one operating
oh
today
yeah,
like that.
he took a cow plant, converted it to a horse plant, which could happen today, converted it to a horse plant, and then had spent the money, and the USDA would not provide him an inspector to do the job he needed to do, and
No,
already
that's what I'm
invested in.
saying. I mean, you gotta go like I don't know. I can't remember I don't even know how the U.S. government just can't do that. It's about a 4-hour conversation, all the reasons why they can't, but I'm just telling you, Congress would climb down their throat to the point that the building would, the USDA building would freeze operations
Well, here's the other
if
part
they
of it,
tried
Jay,
to
that
do it
people don't
themselves.
understand. Those horses that are rounded up would take a significant amount of feed to
Oh
develop any muscle to be worth running through a facility.
No, again, there's two conversations here. One of them is that literally that the US government would do something, that's never going to happen. So if anybody ever tells you that, it's never going to happen in regards to this subject matter. They can't. They can't do it here, they can't do it abroad, they can't do it in another country, they can't do it anywhere else. Someone else could do it and they could pay them to do it, but they can't do it. The government can't do it. So don't think that people just, if when somebody tells you something like that, just like laugh. Secondly, wild horses are not of extreme value in the meat market for sure. For all the reasons you just defined. And horses don't gain weight as fast as fed steers do. Or your local feeder pig, right? Not as efficiently, maybe let's say it
Are
like
you
that.
talking feeder pigs or shoats?
Oh my goodness. We
Hank had never heard of a shoat.
you know what? You got it. Sometimes you just have to watch the show, don't you?
Yeah,
Right? So that you
absolutely.
can learn what
When
you
I
need
was
to know.
a kid in 4-H, I had my record book and I had 42 shoats.
Yeah. There you
We
go.
lost that term. Now we got a wiener pig. We never had a wiener
Yeah.
pig in then
No, we
either.
never had a wiener pig. That was
Yeah.
a foreign thing.
So this horse issue continues to be an issue. In fact, we're going to address that trend on the loose Thursday. You'll want to tune in.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Here's one little factor that gets left out of the equation. We do not have a horse harvesting facility in the United States. We do have people that handle horse meat because they buy it and sell it to zoos. Zoos are paying a healthy tariff on horse meat because we do not have it domestically. Final thought of the day, Jay. We've got 15 seconds.
Listen, I think in all of this stuff that's going on right now, people just like you got to keep your radar up and also though don't overpower it. Truly, most conspiracies are a little bit true, but not all of them. Keep
They're
your
only a
sniffer
conspiracy
on.
theory until they become a true conspiracy.
True.
Hey, we have successfully journeyed down the path, connecting food producers, food consumers. For Jay Truett, Trent Lewis, both of us reminding you that all roads do lead to a rural route. And just enough time left today to talk about Tracer Minerals. Everything that I focus on has to do with health, watering, cardiovascular systems, and immune and reproductive efficiency. If you do not have a solid trace mineral program, you're going to struggle in this regard. That's why we turn to Tracer Minerals, chelated minerals that get the job done. And I'm not only talking about for my cows, but also for my sows, for myself, for my plants. Now that we've had some rain, I'll be applying those Tracer Minerals to the foliage of my big oat crop. Get more details on the website about how Tracer Minerals may play a role in improving your life, whether it be on the farm or at home. TracerMinerals.com.